All right, as Delaware celebrates its first president-elect, fans of Joe Biden now planning a trip to his home state can use a new checklist, if you will, to create their own authentic, self-guided Biden tour of the first state. Two local experts and authors, in fact, they're a husband and wife team, of the newly released book, 100 Things to Do in Delaware Before You Die. And you might remember this because we talked to the authors a couple of months ago. They are recommending that political enthusiast, visiting journalists, international dignitaries, maybe even off-duty Secret Service agents, visit one of 13 Biden-connected activities or sites in order to snag a selfie or enjoy their time in Delaware. Rachel Kipp, thank you for joining me.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you know, we talked to you and Dan Shortridge. Dan is your husband. You wrote this book, 100 Things to Do in Delaware Before You Die. And that story is up on our website at DelawarePublic.org. You can listen to that entire interview. But now we're specifically guiding people to a Biden tour of Delaware. What are some of the Biden things, if you will, mentioned in this book?
Well, there are a couple things mentioned in the book, but this particular list that we put together, it has four things that are named after the president-elect. It's got six places to eat or shop where he has been spotted in the past. And then we also came up with three locations that relate to the future First Lady, Jill Biden, Dr. Jill Biden.
All right. So talk about some of the places that are named after him, one of which I'm looking at, I had completely forgot about, the Biden Environmental Training Center, which is at Cape Henlopen State Park. Start with that one.
Sure. So that one is a former U.S. Navy facility, and it was named after Biden when he was a senator in 1998. Thanks for his work in getting that. It was a Department of Defense property transferred to the state of Delaware, and it's actually a retreat and conference center inside Cape Henlopen State Park, which is actually very close to where the Bidens have a second home.
All right. What are some of the other places named after him that people might be unaware of?
One of them is actually it's the Joseph R. Biden Jr. Aquatic Center, which is a public pool in the city of Wilmington. And that was named after Biden in 2017. It's actually where he lifeguarded as a teenager. And then the other two, I think people are probably a little bit more familiar with. So one of them is the Wilmington Amtrak station, and obviously it's well known that Biden commuted between Delaware and Washington, D.C. for years, and the station was actually named after him in 2011. And then the other one is the Biden Welcome Center, which is the rest stop along Interstate 95 in New Castle County, and it was renamed 2018.
All right, we all know that President-elect Biden likes to eat, and there's a very famous sandwich shop that he's been spotted in numerous times. I wonder if this restaurant will be shipping sandwiches to the White House.
Well, it will be easy for them because that sandwich shop is actually Capriati's, which is number 16 in 100 Things to Do in Delaware Before You Die. They have dozens of locations in Delaware, and the chain was actually, it started here in Wilmington, Little Italy in the 70s. But it got a little bit of notoriety when they opened a location in Washington, D.C., and Biden famously visited on opening day. What he ordered, and perhaps its most famous concoction, is a sandwich called the Bobby, which is homemade turkey, cranberry sauce, stuffing, and mayo on a sub roll. And reportedly, on that visit in D.C., Biden got his with hot peppers on the side. And this is, I would say, one of the most quintessentially Delaware sandwiches. I would recommend eating it, sharing it with a friend, because it's a lot of carbs.
There are lots more things regarding President-elect Biden in this book, 100 Things to Do in Delaware Before You Die. Where can we get a copy?
You can get a copy on our website, which is 100thingsinde.com. You can get it from your favorite independent bookseller or online retailer.